This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're not out, you know, traveling, you might be out shopping over the next few days. Jim Ryan is joining us. A lot of retailers getting a jump on Black Friday already. Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole week of deals instead of the one-day doorbuster, Jim.
Right, and that's how it's been really since the internet came along. You remember the traditional Black Friday, and this went back really to the 50s and 60s, the day after Thanksgiving, when people would get out and start their Christmas shopping in earnest. Well, now naturally people are doing that well in advance of that, and they're doing it online. And that leads to some particular complications, potentially. The Chinese retailers, Temu and Shein, are making it more costly for other retailers to market their products online because they're bidding and taking up all the search terms. For example, you know, deals on shoes, Shein might bid on that. And so if you go to your search engine, whatever it might be, Google or Chrome or whatever, and you put in deals on shoes, you're likely to be taken to Shein or to a Temu site potentially, and probably not to one here that you're looking at locally or within the country. So that's complicating things, really. Here's the other thing to watch for, Brian. Many of the Black Friday deals, the companies advertise deep discounts. Well, it's possible that last week they boosted prices for just a couple of days. Now they can legally, legitimately say, hey, our price is now 50% off. Well, it could be the last week they boosted that price, you know, 50%, and now they've backed it down again. So just watch yourself.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it used to be, Jim, that Black Friday was the big brick and mortar day, mm-hmm. right, for shopping, and that Cyber Monday was the big online. But now, is Black Friday just as big online or bigger than the brick and mortar in person
shopping?
They're very close.
I do know that yesterday, Susan, Nordstrom announced its quarterly revenue, and the brick and mortars are doing pretty well at Nordstrom and its off-brand outlet store. So, yeah, there's still a place for the physical shopping environment, but yes, increasingly people are jumping over online, doing their shopping that way.
Oh, I'll see that more and more. Hey, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us. A little bit of a look ahead. Black Friday in just a couple days, one of those big shopping days of the year.